place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Real Ass Podcast, we're back. It's a Monday. What's the date, Shannon?
12th.
The 12th?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, it's the 12th.
Is it?
Yep.
My cell phone bill's due today. Fuck. Every day, another fucking bill hits. Every fucking day. There's not a single day where I'm not bleeding money out of my asshole.
I'm sorry about it.
It's not good. Well, look, we got a great show planned today. International superstar Zach Amico is back.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
What's up, kid?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good, dude. I want to apologize to the fans right now. Right, I got to apologize. We missed an episode last week.
Yes, we did.
We haven't done this. We haven't done that, ever. Literally ever. I don't think we've ever skipped an episode of the show. You know, we have two episodes a week. And I went on vacation, and I tried to make a makeup episode happen. You know, every time I tried to plan it, it just fell through. Zach ended up not being available on the weekend. It was just too much. And instead, I started recording one last night by myself. And I was like, what am I doing? This isn't what they fucking want. You know what I'm saying? And it just wasn't what I wanted to put out. So I apologize. I promise you. I swear to fucking God. On my son's life, may my son die a brutally, brutally gay death if I do not put out a bonus episode in the next month for you.
That's dedication from the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Yeah, dog. In gay death, nobody wishes gay death
what
upon
is
their
the gay death? It's like the black death, or
no? It's like, all right, he's having gay sex, and then a bunch of like members.
Gay
of,
death is the new black death.
Like, no, he's having like sex in an alleyway, and then like a bunch of members of ISIS grab him, and they're like, oh, they can't do that, and then they throw him off a roof.
Or onto another guy's dick.
Yeah, I thought it was just like a cock so big, just.
Or that actually would fall. The umbrella of gay death, it's really whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. All right.
You know?
I respect that.
Patrick Schroeder's here. Scrotum's here.
Scrotum time. How's it going, Luke?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Zach?
We were supposed to have a fucking another guest. We were supposed to have a bitch in.
And again, these women don't respect
The women don't respect
they
us.
They wonder why we don't respect them.
You try to book them and you try to be diverse and then you just end up with an empty chair as a guest.
It's awful.
It's really.
It's awful.
All these bitches cancel on us. Abby. That Puerto Rican girl with the big teeth, Christy. Nobody respects
my girlfriend.
No, the other one.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Christina
Galston.
Galston, that bitch.
She canceled on you.
A lot of women cancel. A lot of women have a lack of respect for the podcasting, and they don't. You know what it is? Women in general, they don't have the same type of hustle that men have. Just in general, they don't have to. It's based off of the fact that it's necessity in life. You know, you only kind of hone the skills that you need to hone. They say that about Africans in the jungle. Like, they don't have, like, high book IQ. they really do. But it's because they don't really need to fucking read books. They don't really need to do math. They've never really need to develop that skill set. But if you ask those motherfuckers how to catch a rabbit, they got fucking crazy rabbit hunting IQ. You know what I'm saying? So bitches, they don't have any hustle or drive or need to fucking succeed, especially if they are even slightly talented or slightly attractive.
Yeah, they attract. You know? Me and Zach were just talking about that. We want that hot girl confidence just in life. Just show up and give your opinion no matter what, even when it's not asked for.
Yeah.
Even when people are clearly smarter and more qualified, you just show up like, here's what I think, and I'm hot. You gotta
listen. You know why? It's because people don't tell them no.
Well, they want to fuck them.
Yes. Yeah. We all do that. Like, nobody tells them no, you are a fucking fool.
No, yeah.
You know, and the truth is, I think that's the difference between this show and really everything else that's out there. We'll look a bitch straight in the face and be like, no, it's not happening. You're not leaving. Sorry.
No, yeah, I will totally placate and be a coward to any woman.
To get pussy. I get it.
Yeah, and just but that's in this also, day and age.
People are like, oh, Louis, you're a phony with chicks. I'm like, no. If I'm trying to get pussy, I'm not being a phony. I'm actually utilizing a pussy getting skill set, which is placating, which is making them feel smart, making them feel appreciated. It's actually very deliberate. It's not being a phony at all.
Well, you can't be totally real ass right off, you know, the jump. You gotta ease the real assness into it.
Doggy, if I'm trying to get pussy and I'm straight up lying and not being myself, that is real ass in itself.
That's the most real ass you could do, is just lie completely.
I'm saying people don't understand the real ass like fucking philosophy here.
They don't get the mantra.
Yeah, doggy, it's not about being honest. It's about getting what you fucking want when you want to get it.
Yeah, You can be a
straight up phony in your life. You can do whatever you want to do as long as it's deliberate and it's on purpose.
I was talking to a girl a couple weeks ago who was a writer, and I just made up a script. I hadn't written it. I just completely made it up on the spot. I attached other comics I was working with on it. They didn't know about it. And I ended up turning into a terrible date. So it worked.
It was a comic you were dating?
No. It was just some girl I met at a show, and she was like a writer. And I was like, oh, writer, I'm working on this script. And I just, you know, bullshitted until I got a number, and then we went on a bad date.
And that's fine. Yeah. And that's fine. You know, I got to be honest with you. I think we also, as a society, we put too much importance on sex. We put too much importance on that. Like, we pretend that that is like this, oh my God, be all end all fucking thing. And I'm just kind of going like, all right, we're all adults. Who really cares? You know, who really gives a fuck?
Yeah, I went on a date last night. It was a great date. And we had sex, but it wasn't great because we ended up having sex. It was just like the 2 hours of hanging out and talking and laughing. That was the fun part.
Wow, that's really gay, dude. I didn't realize that you were going to be a homo on today's show.
You really led me right into
that,
too.
Yeah, you fucked the chick. You motherfucker. You could be telling this story about how you fucking got some puss, crush some ass, and then you come in and you're like, you know what, dude, the crushing ass wasn't even the good part.
Honestly,
you could have come in and told us about getting some path train pussy.
And it was, I mean, the sex was fine. It was also, I'm
Where'd
not
you
having
meet this
great
girl?
Sex. She DM'd me. She saw me hosting at Eastville.
Ooh.
And slid into the DMs.
Fan.
Yeah.
Which is like a comedy chick, just like she was out and about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she goes to shows and stuff and hangs out, so. But yeah, that's
so she goes to a lot of shows. I fucked a chick who, she was at a show once, and she was very flirty with me. And then I ended up taking her home. We actually went out. We went on like a real traditional date. Went to like a tapas place. Fucking hung out.
Tapas.
Yeah, dude. That's my.
They love tapas.
Love tapas, these bitches. So then I fuck her a couple times.
Yeah.
Then she starts showing up at open mics.
Oof.
Like randomly, like at Creek and Cave when like Legion of Skanks are there. Like I just saw her one day. I was like, oh, that's weird. This chick is just here. I didn't invite her. It turns out she's a fucking comic.
She's trying to do comedy now.
And she was already doing comedy for months.
Oh, so she didn't tell you that?
No, she didn't tell me that. That's sort of comic rape.
Yeah, you got raped, Lewis.
I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I'm a rape victim.
But you know what?
What?
That's pretty real ass of her.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? To be honest. Real estate of the week, that bitch.
Game recognized.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Nobody in the world is giving their rapist real ass dude of the week. Doesn't happen on this show.
I don't think anybody is giving anybody real ass dude of the week besides you.
You know what? That's also a good point.
There's only one real ass Dude of the Week award, and it's right here on the podcast.
You're goddamn right. Look, great show planned today. I'm not going to lie. We don't have a great show planned today. I didn't do any notes today. There's no show planned today. We're going to fucking wing it today. And I want to talk to you about getting laid, because you're newly single. This is a good thing.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about getting laid last night. I want to find out about this chick. We're going to get more into this, okay? Some more stories on today's show. Listen, guys, we don't need to fucking plan everything out. We can just come in and wing it sometimes. We're goddamn broadcast professionals. Real quick, let's get these plugs going, Shannon. Shannon, you know, you're the fucking producer of the show. I figured you'd wing it.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to tell me a show you wanted to hear.
Winger. Put on a Winger song.
Ooh, now that's a band right there.
Wing it with a Winger. That's what I say. What's the one, the really famous one? They only had one, like, slower one.
Is it? Is that I Want to Know What Love Is? Is that Winger?
No. Give me some Winger song, Shannon.
I don't know. Wait, I found a song called Wings by Macklemore.
No, I want Winger.
Not Winger. Sorry to yell at Shannon. I don't know Shannon well enough to yell at her. Okay.
Yell.
She's already in a bad... We got to ask why she's in a bad mood.
I know. I have that in my notes and I just wrote now. You know what? Do 17.
Oh, that's... Look, I read your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I already have
You know what the fuck
only
I want.
17.
Dude... fucking teenagers used to be so acceptable that people used to write pop songs about it.
The fucking Beatles had a She's Just 17, if you know what I mean. They're, everybody was fucking these kids.
Isn't there another one, like about a 16-year-old girl?
Didn't Ted Nugent have a song? I feel like all of Ted Nugent's songs are about children.
Stranglehold. Fucking Jerry Lee Lewis, didn't he marry like a 12-year-old for some reason?
Oh, this is a good tune. Turn it up a little, Shannon. Lyrics. Coming to my door. She whispered sweet and brought me to the floor. She said, I'm only 17. I'll show you love like you've never seen. Ooh, she's only 17. This is the best line in the song. Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
Wow. Ooh.
You know what? Winger, real ass dude of the week.
Hit the drop.
He's a real ass dude.
Mr. Winger.
Kip Winger. He's got a bad attitude. He doesn't give a fuck, dog.
I want to know who this daddy character is in the song. Who's daddy? He says too old. Daddy says too old.
Daddy says she's too... No,
Daddy says she's too young.
Daddy says she's too...
Okay. But she's old enough
she's
for
old
me.
Enough for him.
All
right. Fuck it. Good for him. I have no problem with him.
And by the way, if your 17-year-old daughter is at a Winger concert at this time, that's on you.
That is on you.
Yeah, you raised her wrong.
You raised trash.
What year did this song come out? Winger 17. This is probably... 88. I mean... Come on.
Yeah.
17 and 88 is like 25 today, baby.
Yeah, that was a different time.
What do you got to plug, Patrick?
Just go check out my podcast, The Good, the Dead, and the Ugly, on iTunes. It's a relationship, dating, all that fun stuff.
Hell yeah.
We have a different chick on every week. We've had Abby before. She didn't know
she show up.
She showed up, and she was early. She was early,
weird.
Too.
Yeah. So weird. Anyway.
It might be you, Lewis. You might be scaring these people.
Twitter and Instagram, check me out at Zach is not funny, Z-A-C is not funny. And I should have some dates coming up soon. Nothing to announce today.
GomezComedy.com, motherfuckers. March 23rd, March 24th, Boston, New York. Me and Dave Smith, we're not fucking around. We're coming to Boston to rape your daughters.
Jesus Christ.
Hide them, because we're going to take their pussies.
They're old enough for them.
Yeah. Also, March 25th to 30th, we're going to be in Los Angeles, California. Comedy Store podcast is already sold out. You guys fucking slept on it. Don't sleep on the stand-up show. Don't sleep on the fucking stand-up show. Legion of Skanks and Friends, March 29th at the Comedy Store, thecomedystore.com, in the main room. There's only 300 seats, bitch. I'm telling you right now, this is the most fucking fun you're going to have on the West Coast. If you're a Skanks fan, you got to be there. Dan Soder's on the show. Doug Benson's on the show. Lots of surprise special guests. It's going to be an incredible fucking evening. Lots of other shows that week, including Kill Tony, Doug Loves Movies. I think I'm doing Punch Drunk Sports. I'm doing a lot of fun stuff that week. So if you're in L.A., look out for me. I have some more stand-up shows as well. April 15th through 19th, The Borgata, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Ooh. Guys, if you guys are in Jersey, come out to that. And go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Pick one reviewer every month to give a free t-shirt to. So make sure you leave a review. It could be positive, it could be negative. It doesn't matter. We give a fucking free t-shirt away. That's what we do. Merchpump.com is the website, right, Shannon?
Yep.
Shannon, pull up the brand new, completely original Legion of Cum shirts. Yeah, if you guys want right now, this is a brand new design. It's only available for the next 2 months on merchpump.com. Shannon's trying
slow,
to figure
that's
it
not
out.
My fault.
She's very slow. The one on the left, right there. Yeah, that's a Legion of Cum shirt. Right there. Completely original. Make sure you guys go purchase that. And
yeah, you and Cumtown aren't getting along. Is that what I'm hearing?
What, who?
You? Oh, we don't talk about them. We're not. Not okay. All right. I didn't know what I walked into here.
What are you
here.
Talking about?
Never. You know what? I have no idea who they are or what that is.
Okay. I want to say. Well, we're in the process of plugging. Here you go, Patrick.
Thank you, sir.
Shannon, don't fucking sarcastically.
You blew it right at me.
Shannon, you're across the room. Relax. You're being very childish about that.
Smoke. You're Lewis, you're trying to provoke me, I feel like.
You're being
like.
Very childish
You're trying
today.
To provoke
Already
me.
Already being very childish.
I still want to know why she's in a bad mood.
We're going to get into that at one point. We're going to find out why Shannon's in a bad mood because we care.
She's acting like you threw cum at her like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's a little smoke, Shannon.
It's a little smoke. So Skankfest is officially announced. Skankfest 2018 returns. Good girl.
Yeah.
Skankfest, listen, man, you guys know, if you went in the past, or if you haven't gone in the past, I got to tell you, it's the fucking best time of your life. Were you there last year, Patrick?
I was there for one of the days, yeah.
Dog.
It was a blast.
Dog. I'm not messing around. I know I'm supposed to say this because this is my comedy festival. I'm supposed to promote it like it's unique and cool and fun. I'm telling you right now, there is not a better fucking time in comedy, period. I've done every comedy festival. I've been involved in every fucking party you can go to involve, you know, for comedy. This is a 2.5 day fucking ride, nonstop, morning, noon, and night. You are going to be laughing your ass off, partying, drinking, smoking, and hanging out with the greatest comedians on earth. Everyone lets go. Everyone is fucking balls up. Go look at the videos from last year. Go look at the pictures. You will see what the fuck is up. We haven't announced anybody yet. You guys know, in the past few years, we've had people like Burt Kreischer. We've had Doug Stanhope, Jim Gaffigan, Artie Lang, Robert Kelly, Ron Bennington, Ari Shaffir, Michael Che. I mean, fucking dude, if you go, last year there was over 130 comics. The year before there was over 100 comics. We're not fucking around. Do you think it's not going to be better this year? Are you fucking crazy?
You wouldn't do that, Louis.
Do you think I just come out year three and be like, you know what? We're gonna make year three less good, guys. This is the new thing. Everything else gets better year after year. Now, year three, less good. It's fucking stupid.
This isn't one of Louis's relationships.
Yeah, he takes this seriously.
Here's the deal, though. The one thing that people complained about Skankfest was that it was hot. It was tight. It was compact. It was, you know, look, it's part of the fun of the weekend, in my opinion, is, you know, you get really fucking sweaty, you get a little dirty, everyone's getting drunk.
Yeah.
It's very, very, it feels like a rock show. Like, everyone's so tightly packed into the Creek and the Cave, and then we move it over into this big loft space last year, which was awesome as well. We've changed venues now. There's a spot called Brooklyn Bazaar. Shannon, pull up the website for Brooklyn Bazaar. See if we can get some pictures up as well. I'm sure they do. This place is fucking massive.
I've been
massive.
There.
Have you been there, dude? They do some
it's
comedy
like
shows
separate
there.
Separate rooms everywhere. It's like halls, and everything is like a show here, a show there.
We are going to have three separate stages simultaneously.
Yeah.
There's karaoke booths. There's little nooks and crannies. There's, you know, pool tables, video games. There's a restaurant attached. The fucking place is dope. They do hardcore shows, metal shows. They've done comedy shows. They've been around for a little while. We partnered up with them, and it was just this serendipitous thing. A friend of mine from high school ended up booking it and just calling me and be like, hey, do you want to maybe do a show here? And then I came in and I saw it and I was like, are you fucking crazy? This is the place for Skankfest. See if they have any pictures, Shannon. They do? Maybe.
I'm looking for like a gallery.
It's all right.
It's also right across the street from my doctor's office, Manhattan Medical. If you're coming into the city, you need a checkup, go over to Manhattan Medical. Tell them I sent you. They do good work over there. A lot of old Polish ladies look like they gave a mean hand job in their day.
But that's the thing about this year is, the biggest complaint. Look at that. There we go. The biggest complaint from last year was that, look how fucking massive this place is, was that that's actually the old Brooklyn Bazaar, Shannon. You're pulling up the old You make me fucking sick. I hate you so much. Never mind, Shannon. Never mind. It's not this massive. It's nowhere near as big as that place. That place was ridiculous.
I was like, I don't remember it being that big.
Holy fuck. Can we do it at that place?
It's like an airport.
What happened
hangar.
To that place?
That was nuts.
No, I'm fucking around. That was the biggest complaint, and this year we've alleviated that problem. Everyone, trust me, get your tickets. April 2nd, they go on presale. Get them. I'll tell you the pricing. It's going to be $100 if you get the presale VIP passes. That's for the entire weekend. Kickoff parties at the Creek and Cave on Friday night. All day Saturday, all day Sunday. Nonstop programming plus after parties Saturday and Sunday night. They're going to be $120 for the VIP passes if you don't buy them in advance. So get them presale. You'll save $20.
I mean, that's insane. You're going to be losing money on this.
I know.
That's crazy.
It's fucking nuts. I don't even know why I do it.
For the fans is why you do it.
I give.
You're, yeah.
Patrick, I'm a giver. Everyone knows that about me.
I've told people you're a giver.
I got into a fucking thing last night at a comedy club with an audience member. I actually have the audio of it. I just don't know how. I think I'm going to come off really bad in it, in the audio. Because
yeah.
I stopped trying to be funny. I got so angry at this guy.
Where were you? You don't
at the stand. No, I was at the stand. In fact, maybe I'll just play it. Shannon, you want to? If I give you my phone, can you plug it into something?
I think so.
All right, here. Go. It's about, go about 8 minutes into this thing. Into this audio.
You
want to
just email
do you know how bad this is going to be if Lewis is
saying, I think
I don't come off good in this?
I don't think I come off good in this.
That's, I can't even imagine how bad this is. Because I feel like you don't come off very well just speaking normally. You
that's,
sound,
that's fucked up, Patrick.
You sound a little aggressive just in your regular tone.
Do you think I'm aggressive?
No, I don't, but you do sound that way. And your brow is always furrowed. And it sends mixed messages.
Share. Shannon, here, share this with yourself, Shannon, via Gmail. I think I can do that, right? Got to do that. I'm not an angry or aggressive guy. Like, I don't walk around the street being shitty to people. I think for the most part, I'm pretty cool to people, you know? But when I feel like I'm wronged, I really really double down on
it. So what was so bad about this incident?
I was doing pretty good, actually. I came into the show and the crowd kind of sucked. I just felt the energy already. Like, they were very, like, weirdly low. Didn't work. Oh, God damn it, Shannon. Just plug in. You could literally just plug in the phone. See, I had them on my side.
Notice he said had. Something's coming.
I'm just a host. Oh, shit. Shannon, I really wish you could have fucking figured out a plug. How is that possible? It goes on for like 10 minutes.
Listen to Marilyn Manson on some beats. I turned this crowd around. They were so good. It was going so well. And then this guy ruined my fucking mood. Look what you're doing to my fucking dream. Look what you're doing to my fucking dream, dude. What's your dream? I'm not going to go into some fucking shed and stop you from fucking a bunch of sheep and pigs and all your sister and fucking cousin and videotape while they suck each other's genitals and shit each other's mouths. He's a scum, fucking disgusting, inbred piece of shit. Are you trying to kick me off stage, right? Are you giving me a fork to
They're flashing me the lights.
I should give me a weapon to fucking stab at this hillbilly's face. I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm just kidding, though. These are all jokes. You're all jokes. You're so smart and cool and funny.
So, yeah.
Wait, you were hosting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That was the opening of the show.
That's wonderful.
Joe List had to come up after that.
Oh.
I went on for 10 fucking minutes where I was just calling, like, in front of his wife and his kids. I was like, yeah, I'm going to rape your fucking mouth. What are you going to do?
What?
Literally, it was like that. I was trying to find that part of it. I threatened to rape his mouth, and then a black chick in the back was like, no, you can't say that. And then I got really angry at her. I'm like, bitch, male on male rape, I own, bitch. Don't fucking come at me and tell me that I can't threaten to rape a man.
Yeah, that doesn't concern you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Look, I understand. I understand if you're a woman and you're like, oh my God, I'm triggered. There's a rape joke. I've been raped. You know, look, you probably shouldn't go to a comedy club. But I can mentally connect why a woman would get upset if she's a rape victim. She hears a rape joke. She watches a room full of men laughing at it.
Do you think a woman's ever been raped and been like, no, I can never go to comedy again?
That's what she's thinking while it's happening. She's like, oh.
She's getting raped. I have tickets to Dangerfield next week.
Yo, but you get what I'm saying? There's like, I can mentally connect that, but I can't mentally connect how a woman would say that I cannot threaten rape upon another man. That's two men. Really what that is two men threatening to fight each other, and then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, if you knock somebody out, you can, you know, take their wallet, take their watch, rape them a little bit.
Yeah, dude.
That's what happens when you fight guys.
Rules of the road, baby.
It's boys versus boys. Anything goes.
Yeah. But the guy wasn't even that bad. I got more angry at the woman at the end of it than...
So was he a fan of yours?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was for a second.
But that's... Yeah, I feel like the skanks...
What did he do initially? He was just talking?
He kept on heckling with like stupid noises.
Oh.
Like three times. By the third time, I lost it.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It wasn't because he was just drunk and like... Oh, but... Dude, his daughter was so hot.
Yeah.
I was about to go there too, but then I kind of felt bad. That black chick distracted me because where I was about to go was talking to him about what I would do to his daughter.
Yeah, that would have went well.
Because at that point, I want him to just throw a fucking bottle at me. I really did.
You can fuck him up.
Yeah. Well, not so I can fuck him up, but that's kind of what, like, I don't actually want to fight somebody. Like, logically, now I'm talking to you guys about it, I'm like, I don't want to get into a fight with some fucking hillbilly.
But in that moment, you would have.
I see red, dude. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I want him to hit me. Oh, yeah, my God, please hit me. Of course he does. Please. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. All right. Shannon, why are you in a bad mood?
Let's get to this. I can't wait.
I'm okay. I never talk about this on the air, but I'm kind of PMSing.
Oh, here we go. Come on.
Cut your fucking mic. Cut her mic.
We're trying to talk about
cut her on mic.
Male rape over here, and you bring up periods.
She's
it's
off the show.
Disgusting.
Forever.
No, I don't currently have it. That's a PMS. It's premenstrual syndrome.
Premenstrual. Yeah, but that I know it's coming. I know that that means that you're fucking.
It's yeah.
There's like a heat coming up your pussy right now.
It's out there.
That's why it's so hot in the room right now.
Those elevator doors are opening.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're sad? You're what's going on?
Well, okay, I think that's what contributed to the issue. Okay. So I've been dating somebody.
Oh, no.
And he said he was going to text and then didn't. And then I didn't hear from him for a whole other day after. And we like kind of had plans.
Maybe he's got your cycle figured out. And he's like, oh, she's going to be a real fucking bloody cunt this fucking
No, but he night. Made me be like, he brought out then the crazy in me, which I didn't want to happen, which is why I don't get into relationships because I hate that craziness.
So wait a minute, how long have you been dating this guy? Is this the same guy you were dating for like a while?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been kind of on and off for about 7 years.
So it's not the same thing. Like he's seen the crazy in you before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's probably got your cycle on like the app.
Yeah,
he's tracking it. He's like, I gotta check out. For
he looks at
days.
The moon.
What type of crazy did you do, Shannon? What
happened? No, I feel like maybe like I reacted too emotionally to him just not texting me. But it's like a pet peeve that if you say you're gonna do something, you should do it. If you say you're gonna text me around a certain time, I should not wait 2 days to hear from you.
Well, why did you text him?
Because he said he was gonna text me, and
see,
this has been a thing.
Crazy
in-
shit. That's some. But here's my problem with chicks, right? Mm. You're picking up your phone and looking at it, right? And instead of just going like, all right, I'll text him because there's probably a million things going on in his life. I'm assuming this guy, he's like trying to figure out cycles of steroids. He's trying to sell fucking coke at like nightclubs in Jersey. He's trying to cheat on you a lot.
Selling Quaaludes in his backyard while his mom cooks veal.
So, you know, I got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt a little bit. Right now, I do feel like you're coming on a little strong. Just call him. Why didn't you call him?
Because this has been a point of contention in the past where he says he's going to reach out to me and doesn't because he like ends up hanging out with his friends or whatever, which I'm fine with. But then just tell me, you know, sorry, babe, I'm hanging out with the boys. Fine. Just keep me in the freaking loop. I hate just being brushed to the side. Like, I don't matter.
So I want to know what's the nature of this? Because onning and off again for 7 years is a long time to be onning and off again.
You're right.
What's going on there?
Well, she was in a coma for two of those years because he beat the shit out of her.
Well, so it's still 5 years of onning and off again.
No, I felt like going into it this time, we both went into it like let's give this one more
go. Is this the one that hit you?
No, never.
Has he ever hit you?
No, never, never.
Has he ever threatened violence?
Did he make you flinch?
No, he yelled. He'll yell, but no.
Does he just bully moves through it? No.
Watch it.
It's a hard pinch, and he flicks her ear.
So what happened? How'd you get crazy? How'd you get crazy on him?
I just feel like I was very emotional. Like I was making it a bigger deal.
Tell me what you pull out your text. What'd you say to him? I want to know exactly what you said to him, Shannon. Because this is the thing. This show sometimes, you know, look, I know everyone expects, you know, hard cutting edge news and all right politics.
You're
on the show.
A news program.
We're a news program. You know, we're, you know, a Christian program. You know, we appreciate God and Jesus and we appreciate, you know, Donald Trump and all that good stuff. But sometimes we need to.
Some would say one and the same. Yes.
Sometimes we have to go into the head of a woman and fucking understand what they're doing on this show. And this is amazing. Because we have, I'd say, 99% guys that listen to this show.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So now we'll go into the head of a fucking woman. Okay. And look, and Shannon said there's a lot of empty space. Okay. That's fucking.
We're going to set up camp in there.
Yeah,
there's
dude,
plenty
there's a
of,
lot
room.
Of room. Okay. We got to put a ping pong table in here.
Oh.
So I've been dating this guy for 7 years on and off, and he doesn't answer my calls, and I'm mad. Why? What happened? He didn't answer my calls. How many times is this before it's on you, Shannon?
No, it's not about... No, that's not true. That's, all right. Okay.
Good. Tell me what happened. Tell me what you said finally, because he hadn't texted you in 2 days.
Right, because Friday night we were supposed to maybe hang out. I never heard from him Friday night. Saturday I was working half the day, but then when I didn't hear from him, I just worked a double instead. And then on Sunday, I'm like, all right, I can't take it anymore.
You're stewing now. You're
stewing, yes.
But that's so stupid, though. On Friday night, why don't you text me? Like, oh, I thought we were going to hang out tonight. Why don't you text me?
I guess it's like a pride thing where I'm like, he said he was going to text me. So, like, I don't know. It's
Shannon, if you said this has been a point of contention in their relationship before, so why are you expecting something different?
Because he did this like 2 weeks ago. And I feel like I'm addressing it so that this resentment doesn't start again. And now it's happening again one freaking week later.
Well, I think you should have called him on his shit Friday night, done it right there. Because you, at that point, you were like, oh, this motherfucker's going to do it again. Yeah. And you were just letting it build. Yeah. But also,
you're almost wanting him to do it again. That's what happens.
Yes.
This happens to me all the time. Like, I almost want the behavior to be mad about to justify why I'm already starting to stew and be
when
angry.
When it starts, when you start like, oh, it's going to be like this, I hope it goes down like this because I'm gonna react this way.
And then you're
way.
Weirdly disappointed when it's not like that.
Yeah, it always ends
you had
up.
The argument worked out in your head.
Oh, yeah.
You had a bunch of great points to make to make you be awesome.
Yeah, it's
sorry,
it's just when
Sunday comes around, you're like, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it.
Yeah, I think I don't know the situation very well, but it just seems like this is a pattern of behavior that will not go away.
What did you text him?
Okay, so on Sunday, I said, so see, I feel like being very dramatic. I get it. I know I am. I get it. So I said,
can I read it? Here, give me.
Yeah.
Let me read it. Okay, here's.
The green is me.
Scroll up and find the nudes. Scroll up and find the nudes.
Oh, boy, I really am.
There's no nudes.
Oh, this is the guy? This is his face?
Let's get a look at this guy.
No, I won't. He looks like Maddie Jester Skulls.
No, he does. You're the second person that said that.
Well, I guess he does then, Shannon.
It's that picture.
Yeah, maybe it's you. Okay, so let's see. It's a lot of green here. Very little gray.
I know.
Long diatribes of green from Shannon.
Yeah.
It's very emotional.
So out of nowhere, all right, last time they text, it's some cute pictures of matching tattoos. You guys are disgusting.
Oh no, you gotta go way past that.
No, I know. But okay. Then the last time was that, and it said throwbacks. And it's a cute little fucking thing. So then out of nowhere, this is yesterday, this is Saturday, Sunday. So do you need space or are you over it? Do you wanna play the part of Shannon's boyfriend? What?
Dad.
Last week didn't want me to leave. This week running out the second you could. Left off Friday saying we'd maybe hang out and that you'd call me. Nothing. Nothing all day Saturday. Nothing today. I mean, already, first of all, he also said maybe you'd hang out.
I know.
So, I know.
I'm crazy. I'm being crazy.
I'm very excited to read his response. I'm going to do this phonetically.
Uh-huh. This is actually what he wrote.
You want to be opposed to call me after work set?
So that means
what? You were supposed to call me after work Saturday? Yeah. ? But it's Uwenio opposed.
Uwenio opposed.
Dating a moose.
Call me after work set? ?
No. There's a no period. That's like a fucking cut. No.
Yeah, that's worse than the exclamation.
No.
That's just like.
Just say yeah. No.
My whole sentence is just no.
Wrong. You said you'd call me Friday, that after 10 we'd try to do something. Is the name of a person?
Yeah, I don't want to say someone's name and then the picture of a child.
Yeah, so he's showing me that he's with his daughter.
Okay, so that's his daughter.
Aww. Yeah. Aww. Stop it, Lewis. Stop it.
He just said his daughter came
he's
over
being
Saturday.
A good dad.
He skipped fucking some big fake tits so he can spend time with his daughter.
No.
He's trying to make sure his daughter doesn't turn into you.
Go ahead.
Okay. So
we're breaking Shannon today.
So again, said you'd text and didn't because you were with your friends instead. Which you said you'd try not to do again. Feels pretty good. Sarcasm.
Ooh.
Sarcasm. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He doesn't know that Shannon understands the feeling of sarcasm, so he just read that as, feels pretty good.
Oh, she's happy.
All right, this is good.
So he responds to all that with, sorry.
Oh, makes you infuriated.
But here's the next one's worse.
No, he's thinking. I love this guy. He's crushing Shannon because she's coming off. We're objectively looking at this. I'm telling you right now, from an outside perspective, I'm not just fucking with you.
I know.
You're coming off crazy.
I know. I prefaced the whole thing by saying I've been crazy. Yes. It was very emotional.
I'm not like.
She's PMSing.
Yes. She is PMSing.
He's spending time with his daughter, which is one of the reasons you're attracted to him.
Yeah, he's a great
dad. One of the reasons you're attracted to him is because he spends time with his daughter. He fucking loves her. The fact that he even had to send a picture of his daughter to prove that she's there because
no,
he knows
that's not true.
He knows that Shannon's about to go down that route. So I know I'm this guy. I do it all the time. I'll say I'm here, and then I know she's like, yeah, sure. So I preemptively take a picture of the street corner with the time, and I'm like, look here, newspaper smiling, like, hey, it's today. Bitch.
You're a hostage.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy. I know this type of fucking pressure, Shannon. So then he says sorry, and she goes, you said that last time, too.
Oh, God.
And just butt-dialed me,
I guess. And just butt-dialed me, yeah. I guess.
And his response? Okay.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, God.
This guy is the fucking real... Play the sound. No, real best dude of the week.
I won't do it.
That's what he was selling at the time. He was like, hold on, I have a sale. Whoa. Then yeah. Oh, here we go.
Oh, geez.
She goes off?
She goes off. Oh, man, this is great. So then she goes...
Oh, we didn't need notes today at all.
Yeah, there's like a few days a week we can actually hang out at all. I think I was thinking of this whole thing way more seriously than you were. There's that quote-unquote K that really means go F yourself. You even edit yourself in fucking text.
Wow.
So much for that communication. That started off so good. Some more sarcasm from Shannon.
Just confusing this guy.
Yeah. This will be my last thing I know. This will be my last thing. I know you're with your daughter, so when I'll leave you alone. But each time we try, you get me to a point where my feelings are involved, then somehow start doing things that make me feel like I don't matter to you at all. I know it all seems crazy and dramatic, but a little thing like a text here and there can stop my mind from going down a crazy spiral. And then nothing. And then today.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
So that was nothing then all day yesterday.
Then nothing all day yesterday.
And then Ralph convinced me to text him this morning.
And then this morning Shannon wrote... Good morning. So things got a little shitty this weekend, but prior to that, I feel like it's been going well, and I'd like to get back to that place. What do you think? And then he just wrote, clappy hands.
Wow. It's like she worked it all out on her own. He didn't even have to say anything.
No, but
he
I'm
just
not
rope
over
a doped her.
She
I'm
went through like
it.
A whole emotional, she went through a fight, like a full-fledged.
He just leaned thing. Back on the ropes.
He was like, nothing even happened this weekend. He had an uneventful, nothing happened in his life. He hung out with his daughter, got some ice cream, and she went through a whole
her
thing.
Brain, there was like the biggest thing that ever happened. It was just sitting there on the couch.
That's amazing, watching that happen.
Damn, yeah.
I'm still infuriated. I'm not over it.
That's 7 years of putting up with this bullshit. He's just just like, just say K.
No,
me putting up with the bullshit.
Oh, well, that doesn't seem like it, Shannon.
Not the sense I got from those texts.
It seems like he's a fucking really good guy.
Yeah, as far as like K and sorry, it's tough to judge somebody harshly from that.
Do you know what I write to my girlfriends when I'm fighting with them? Are you fucking crazy? Yeah. Oh my God.
So my point of that last text, though, was to like, Ralph was saying that it was going to help me to stop from stewing in the time being until we can be together, and then in a nice way I can make him understand how I feel when he ignores me.
Make him understand.
Yeah. Well, I think
help him to understand.
You got yourself a little too deep in the stew. You should have said something on Friday. Yeah. After you let it go and let it build up, you had no chance. You were already infuriated.
Yeah. I don't know how to get rid of it now because I'm still like, I'm fuming inside
can
right
I,
now.
Here's what happens though, right? Like, because I get into these things too, like me and my girlfriend get into arguments, or you know, my exes as well. You almost have to look for the root of the problem. Go to the root there, Shannon.
I know what the root is.
You.
No, that's not what it is.
You are the root.
No, it's not. I don't feel that I'm the root of the problem. I feel like it's because of a lot of the stuff that's happened in the past. Like, I just need, like, let me just, if I am important to you in your life, communicate that to me. If I'm not, then let's just not even do
I feel
this.
Like she's talking to me about the network right now. And it's all like an analogy, and she's fucking, you know what, Shannon, never mind. I feel bad now because I'm being an asshole, and I'm putting the pieces together. Yeah. There is no guy. There is no guy.
This is a setup.
Okay, Shannon, this
it's
is
a
really...
dad with a kid who's a good father. You know, she wants more out of the relationship. She's putting in a lot. She's not getting it reciprocated. She communicates.
You.
It's me.
That's the height of narcissism to just like.
She is very narcissistic. You're right, Patrick.
Okay, Shannon, I mean this in all seriousness. I'm not fucking with you. Can we have an ashtray, please?
Holy shit. All right. Yeah, that's.
Shit. Give me another coffee while you're out there, dummy.
Wow. That's brutal.
That was so unnecessary.
That's brutal.
Oh, it was all in the context.
Fuck. It's a great show we got here. We got a great program.
Oh, boy, that was fun.
That was fun.
She really lost it on that guy for no reason. Yeah.
She's a good chick. She's a really nice, that's the thing. She's a nice chick. This is all. Sometimes the people, they also try to create problems. They get bored and they feel like they get content in their relationship. This is how I feel like I am and like my girlfriend is. So we're similar like this. Like we just get like things are too good sometimes.
So you just start a fight.
And then you start a fight because you want to see if the other person cares. You want to feel like something's happening in the relationship. Yeah. You know, I think that's a very comic or maybe even a performer thing because we're such narcissists and we're so like, you know, we're sort of addicted to this like social media thing. And every couple months, something big has to be happening in our careers in order to feel like it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think maybe it's something to do with that, but we do this. We'll just be bored. I'm like, are we like, we'll be fighting. We'll be in the middle of like a really big fight. I'm going like, what are you fighting about? And she's like, I don't even know. I'm like, I literally don't even know. And we trace it back and we go, this is really from like just like literally somebody saying something in a tone the other one didn't like. Yeah. And then it just goes down a fucking path.
It's like, which is crazy. Like, okay, is that like you get a sarcastic response. You're like, oh, really? Well, what about this from 3 weeks ago that I've been saving up? And it's also just being around somebody all the time is fucking
it's hard. The and then worst. 7 years, you were the guy for 7 years, Shannon. That's going to be the other thing. You don't really have a honeymoon period. I know it feels like a new relationship for you, but it's not the same thing. It's not honeymoon period. This person knows your ins and outs. Yeah. This person fucking, you know, knows how to push your buttons. You know how to push his buttons. And you know.
It was good for like the past 2 weeks, I feel, and then now. But this happens every time we try again, where we're good for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then the same exact type of thing happens.
This is the biggest problem in the relationship. This type
no,
of thing.
No, it's not. Like we've had issues with like strip clubs has been a thing that comes about a lot.
You can't stop going, Shannon.
Yeah.
I'm addicted. I gotta make money. What am I supposed to do?
But it's a couple other things. But mainly, I mean, I feel like everything.
So he goes to strip clubs, and that's a problem with you.
That's such a classy thing to go to a strip club as a guy. That I feel like young people don't go to strip clubs anymore.
It's also like a very like strange, like old-timey problem to be having in a relationship.
Yeah, like lipstick like, on the collar.
Yeah, like porn.
Can't stop going to see the dancing girls.
He's going to see the girls doing the can-can in long skirts. So he goes.
I see eye in that cigarette girl.
So you don't like him going to strip clubs too much.
Not too much, no. But see, but that also comes back down to if he were to put a little more effort into like making me feel validated, then all these other things wouldn't make me as crazy.
What if he put a stripper pole in your bedroom?
I mean, as long as it's not for other girls, that's fine.
So strip clubs, I guess I would have a problem if my chick was going to strip club to look at dudes' dicks all day, all the time.
Well, I said that to him to switch it around on him because he's like, oh, what's the big deal? It's not like I'm fucking the girls. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So how often do you think is like if for me, let's say I was going once a month to a male strip club, you'd be cool with that? He's like, no.
And how like, often is he going?
I mean, there were times where he was going probably weekly, like with his coworkers. Not now, though.
It's a workouting.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just trying to get to be a bigger part of his industry.
Yeah, if that's where everybody hangs, you can't be like...
I almost feel like... Look, I'm not...
Sorry, guys, my on-again, off-again girlfriend doesn't like me being here.
Oh, shit.
That's not going to get you respect around the office.
Yeah, I mean, you almost like... I wish I could do this, right? I wish I had the ability to be this mature. But what you have to do is all that type of shit you have to like disconnect from and not give a fuck about. If it's something that's like habitual, that really it's harmless. It really is truly harmless. Even if he was going weekly, if he was going daily to a strip club and having sex with prostitutes, and I would say that that's like a problem. Hearing that he's going weekly to a strip club after work with some buddies, have a drink. In my opinion, I look at it the same as just going to any bar. So
yeah,
and maybe it's just the way that I look at strip clubs. If I go to a strip club, I'm very much going to have a drink and shoot shit with my friends. I never go. I'm not gawking at chicks. I'm not getting a boner. I'm not getting lap dances. I don't know the type of guy he is.
I'm pretty sure he's gawking at chicks. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because he's dated a million strippers.
But if he's dated a million strippers, it's also kind of an environment that he's sort of comfortable being in. You know, so you know. If even if he's gawking at chicks, do you believe that he's cheating on you?
I don't have any evidence that he's ever cheated on me. It's just a thing where, I mean, it's not conducive to a healthy relationship. It's like watching porn 16 times a day. It's not going to help your sex life. If you're living in a strip club, I don't look like
I
a
think
stripper.
The porn, I think, doesn't help your relationship. But I think if you're going to a strip club, getting turned on, going home and fucking your chick,
I don't think that hurts your relationship
at
all.
That's not something that ever happened. Like, he would go out and then, like, get very drunk and then come home and go to sleep.
That's my move.
Did he ever call you the wrong name in bed, like Sparkles or... Just some other stripper name?
Mitsubishi.
Yeah, I figured the strip club was like a warm-up for getting home and having sex with you.
Yeah.
But if he's just kind of going there and passing out... I mean, strip club is just a bad bar, really.
That's all it is. It's and like, it's just not... In my opinion, it's just not... I compare it to like when I was smoking weed when I was with my ex, my son's mother, and I would hide it from her. And
in the mailbox.
I would literally hide it from her. I'd hide my ball in the mailbox and I'd pick up my ball as I
That's
left.
That's pretty genius.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know how many times like my mailman just fucking saw weed in a bowl sitting in the mailbox? I mean, hundreds.
Yeah.
Hundreds. I did this every single day. So, but the reality is the even though she hated it, it was the lie and like the fucking fight that caused, like it just wasn't worth it. In my opinion, she should have just accepted me smoking weed. That's the truth. And I shouldn't have lied about it. But I think if she would have kind of just said, fuck it, this is sort of his habit. This is, I fell in love with him while he was a pothead. This is nothing new. You know, it's not a new habit that developed. Did he start going to strip clubs after he was with you? Or is this some...
No.
This is the guy you fell in love with. Why is it you fall in love with a guy?
Try to change
And then you try to change those things about them.
Yeah, they want to break down all of your self-confidence. And
all the things, look, all of the things that make him who he is, even the bad things, make up for who he is, make up for the guy that you love. And when you knock one thing out of place, right, one foundational piece, the whole thing
tumbles.
Fucking crumbles down. I'm
That's
telling you right now.
How foundations work.
Yeah, dog.
It all comes down. No, yeah.
I feel like Patrick's being fucking sarcastic, but that was a fucking solid analogy right there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was great.
It's true.
I know. I see.
This guy loves to look at fucking whores. Shannon, leave him alone.
I don't like it.
He's dating you.
Well, yeah.
He's not aesthetic.
Why do you think he's dating you? Because he likes strippers. I know you're not a stripper, Shannon, but, you know, perception is reality. People see you and they're like, this girl takes off her clothes for money and fucks.
I don't think that.
I wouldn't say.
You wouldn't say that? No. If you saw Shannon?
I'd say hand jobs tops.
Yeah. Shannon, pull up your Instagram, like some one of your big booty, big titty pictures that you put out on Instagram.
Those.
Yeah, you do.
How do you know?
Because I remember when she tried to get me on her show, Shannon tried to get me on her show years ago, and I was like, all right, I'll do her show, but I'm definitely going to try to bone this chick. There's no fucking way. And I saw her, like, this girl is a whore. There's no way this girl isn't fucking everybody. And then I met her and she was a fucking prude asshole. And I was like, okay, whatever. I guess I'll have to respect her.
I'm going to have to go back really far to find like a slutty picture.
Yeah, let's see. Here, pull it up on the big screen, Shannon.
Oh, no way, because I have all my family pictures.
Okay. Oh, there's one. You got those.
Where?
Those in the red dress.
Oh, this is from my dating event.
Yeah, you look like a fucking stripper. Do you not think that's hoary?
Wow.
By the way, Shannon
no,
skipped
she's
that
next
one.
To Ralph, so she looks like a prostitute.
Shannon skipped that one, and she went down, and she was like, no. This is normal, innocent Shannon, like in her head.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying like no, you look great, but if you see that, you're thinking, am I wrong or am I right? You're not
cardiologist.
Poet laureate.
I'm like, all right, this girl definitely poses on the cover of Black Motorcycle magazines. There's no way.
Anyway, it's not my fault. It still doesn't come back. It's not my fault. If like whatever he's attracted to, that's great. But anyway, we had the conversation, so I'm hoping this is not something that
no,
shows its
you
head
had
again.
The conversation.
No, he said very little.
He actually let his daughter respond to you.
No, about the strip clubs. We had this at like on our first date again.
Oh, really?
We
and he said he won't go anymore?
No, that he would cut it down. Mm. When I feel like I helped him to understand
yeah,
how
you know
I
it is? This is how he gets. This is how he's going to lie. He's going to lie about it.
Or he's just going to resent her for it.
He's never going to. One or the other. He's going to resent her. He's going to do both. The truth is, he's going to resent her, and then he's going to resent her for lying. Then he's going to justify the lying with the resentment. It's a whole cycle. I'm telling you right now. You're like, you know what, dude? And then he's going to start cheating because he's like, you know what? She's making me do this.
Yeah.
She's making me do this.
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Look how unfairly I've been treated.
And you could just say to him, yeah, go to a strip club once a week. Can I go with you sometimes? Boom. Done.
Oh yeah, have you suggested? Can I go with you?
I've gone with him once because like he had a family member that owned some strip clubs.
Oh, so it's a family business.
It was. It's not anymore.
She wants to change this guy at his core.
That's what. But that's the thing is, you can't. If somebody's already a certain way, you can't expect them to change. I don't think that's fair.
Especially this guy. He's probably like 40.
41?
Yeah.
Isn't there something to be said, though? Like, once a guy is, like, ready to... Like, do you ever get, like, settled down and, like, I don't have to, like, look at gross whores anymore?
I mean,
like, I don't know why this is... why is this so unreasonable to say just cut down going to strip clubs
he's
and texting when you say you're going
business.
To?
But that's all
no, it's not, that doesn't exist anymore.
No, I know. No... Yes, you're right, but it almost has to be on him. Like, yeah. I look at less porn now than I did when I was younger, but it wasn't because there's any chick saying, well, you need to do this for me because you... Yeah. And that never really made... That would never work in a million years. What happens is I'm getting older. I have just different things and different things going on in my life, and it just it doesn't excite me that way anymore. But the reality is I think you should look at him for what he is as a whole right now and say, do I accept this man for who he is? Is this who I want to be with as a whole? Or does he need to change things about himself? And or is it conditional? And if it's conditional...
As a whole, how do I treat this guy better?
Oh, I hit the wrong one. Crap. I'll give it to Lewis anyway. Sorry.
Give it to me anyway. Give him a second.
You know what? No, I'm donating it to you.
Zach.
Wait, is it pew pew in...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my gun sound.
I never knew the pew pew was in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you did it every time. So
I've never committed to a bit that much on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you know what I'm saying, Shannon?
Yeah, I do.
And that's what you need to say. Is this person, can I be with this person? Do I need them to change things about themselves? Or can I just be with this person? And then if you can't, at this point, as an adult, because it's not a fucking 19-year-old kid. You're not in college. You're not in high school where you're growing.
It's not
a
Winger song.
You know? But as an adult, you shouldn't expect somebody to change those things about themselves. You know?
Yeah.
You can say to him, hey, you know, this is something that bothers me, but I love you and I accept you. And, you know, just so you know, it would make me feel better. And to be honest with you, if you leave it alone, that will probably make him just eventually think about it more and more. Every time he goes in, he goes like, hey, you know what? That's not really what I want to do. I want to make this chick fucking happy.
Yeah.
But you, I don't know. I don't know his personality type. But me, when you start to attack me in any way, I get defensive and I fucking strike back.
We heard the tape.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I used to go about it that way, like try to shame him for it. But this time around, I just tried to make it about...
Shannon Quinn's got a faggot. You got a little dick. You got to go see these strippers. A little dick faggot. Faggot. Why, you going to cry?
You got to go spend time with your daughter.
Go spend time with your daughter, you fucking queer.
But this time around, I made it more about like my feelings, how it makes me feel, how he'd feel in the same situation, whatever. And the texting thing comes... I think it's just all my own insecurities. Like, I just want to feel like he loves me. He's attracted to me. He wants to be around... And if he could just put more effort into making me feel that way, I wouldn't care so much really about all the other bullshit.
Yeah. I feel like that's a lot of relationships where one party is like, this person is perfect. If they could just change this one thing about themselves and they just think it's going to happen. And
here's the thing. Tough. Guys are just, I don't know any guys who look at it that way. I never look at a guy and go like, you know, or we look at a chick and go, you know, like, she's great, but I just want her to fucking, you know, she just needs to be more attentive to me.
Yeah.
It's just never that. It's like, she's either cool or not. It's like, I love the chick. If she would just not be a cunt to me every week, we'd get married. That's as far as it goes for, like, a dude. We just don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying? That's really as simple as that. I don't want to fight. I don't want to hear it and deal with nagging. I don't want to deal with bullshit. So, for me, I'm going like, all right, all I'm asking you to do is not be a bitch and not be a cunt and not nag and fucking... You're asking me to change who I am at my core.
Yeah.
So we're not going to really meet in the middle here. You know what I'm saying? You're nagging and bitching about me being who I am. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then they act like it's an equal trade-off. Like, well, if you did this, I wouldn't do this. It's like, why don't you just... Why do you have to have a negative response to this thing that I was 6 months ago when you met me? Like, it wasn't a problem then.
Patrick, is this what your show is about, sort of? Like, you guys talk about relationships like this?
We are just, you know, three guys in our late 20s. And
who are the other hosts on the show?
Casey James Salengo and Will Winter, two other comics.
So both those guys are great.
Yeah, both hilarious. And we always have a different female comic on. We all have, like, problems and, you know, relationship shit. Or, you know, something in the news with dating or whatever. And we just get our dumb perspective out there in front of woman.
No, this is actually a specific. This
and
is,
she like
funny,
corrects
like,
us mostly, and, but it's like good to get that dialogue.
This is sort
somebody.
Of a little version of what you're doing. You got a chick, and there's three dudes talking to her. You know, three fucking dummies who don't really know anything about the world, but talking in a very honest way about. You know, I think. I feel like we've helped you today, Shannon. I truly feel like we've helped you on today's show.
No, I'm viewing it in a little bit of a different way. I get what you're saying, even though I don't believe that going to strip clubs is what makes anybody anything at their core, doing something that you like.
No, what I think it is, it's a little different for him, though, because you're saying things like he goes there, it's been something he's done for a very long time, he's dated a bunch of strippers, he's had strip clubs in his family. It kind of is. It is something that he does, and it is something that makes him...
This guy sounds like he's going to have Shannon executed in the woods.
Yeah. If a girl was like, you can't go to sports bars anymore, I'd be like, nobody is worth that. I've been going to sports bars since I was 17. Like,
yeah, and it's also part of a routine, you know.
Every Sunday, yeah.
There's something about, like, you know, having that, like, I don't know what his home life is like, but I don't know, like, for me personally, I kind of need routine with certain things in my life because I don't have any type of, like, home structure or family life, right? So if I don't have that, that's sort of what keeps me grounded to the world and keeps me feeling normal, you know? Just a little fucking things we do every single day. You know, so maybe that's it, Shannon. Maybe this guy it's a part of his routine. It's a part of, you know, how he's identified himself. Maybe he likes being the guy that knows the strippers at the fucking bar with his friends. You know,
definitely part of it. Yeah,
it might be his identity.
No, I don't like it.
So you shouldn't be with him.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be with him. That's the truth. This isn't the guy for you.
Can't be afraid to walk away.
You know, and also after 7 years breaking up with a guy multiple times, he's also probably not the guy for you. I don't know anything else about it, but I would say that this relationship isn't right for you. You haven't... he's not the one. Not if you keep on breaking up over and over again. That's a sign.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know? You guys might love each other, but that's... the other thing is, men and women, I think we are designed to not truly be friends with each other. like we're designed because if I'm best friends with somebody, right? Like, I'm really friends with somebody, and I'm physically attracted to them, I mean, what else is that? That's the person you marry. That's like... That's it. So... yeah, I could be friends with a fucking butt ugly chick. Like, yeah, I guess we could be buds. Hey, pal, what up, dude? You want to get a beer?
What's up, bro?
Pick up some broads?
Brah. I never really had a female friend where there wasn't that sexual tension at some point.
I was friends with a girl for like a year, this girl, and she wasn't even really attractive. When I was like 19, this girl wasn't attractive at all. And I just tricked myself into being attracted to her because I was too young to understand the difference between like a friend, you know, and a friend that had tits and a pussy. And it's like, I couldn't get it. And I think just in general, I think it's difficult to do that. But Shannon, I think this isn't the right relationship for you.
See, but when you just said what you said before, like we are friends. Like we have a blast and we hang out together.
But you can be friends. That's what I'm saying. I think that you probably are better to be friends with this guy.
Because the chemistry and the physical thing between us is crazy.
Yeah.
So we couldn't be just friends.
Well, that is tough.
Then you need to change who you are at your core. How about that? Why does he have to change who he is? I don't understand. That's the other thing.
He doesn't have to change who he is.
Yes,
just
he is.
A couple
you say, stop
actions.
Going to strip clubs all the time. Yeah. Why don't you not care about him going to strip clubs all the time?
Or learn to appreciate strip clubs. Maybe there's something to enjoy. The music, the, you know, you can find other things.
The formerly
molested. How do you feel about
females?
Indian men in sweatpants?
The expensive drinks. There's a lot there.
What happened with this chick the other night? You got laid last night?
Yeah.
How'd you meet this chick?
She DM'd me.
That's right.
It's
the DM
show.
Chick.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Good.
It was like that. She liked some of my pictures, and then I saw when
let me
liked
let
one
me
of
see
hers.
Her. We're not gonna show her on camera. I want to see her. Right. I see what Patrick's pulling. Because I like the move of a chick reaching out to you.
Oh, I love it. That's
hot.
That's
fucking hot. When a chick fucking reads, that's why Bumble always fucking did it for me. I've only gotten laid off of social media, like, you know, apps like that twice in my life. They were both Bumble both times. And it was fucking, it was just dope. It was hot. These bitches reach out to you. There's something about that confidence that does it for you. The one chick knew I was a comic. And yeah, the other chick was just fucking like, whatever. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Use a rubber?
Oh, yeah. Come on. I mean, first time. What are you?
Get out. You're off the show.
What are you first time?
I mean, not my...
Coward bags. That's what we call them.
You can't, You can't make that move on the first date.
What do you mean you can't make that move? Yes, you can.
Not my experience.
I would look at that chick and I would go, okay, this is a clean bitch.
Yeah, she was pretty classy.
I would assess her. I would look at the way she's dressed. I would like, you know, you can tell. You can tell the chicks who are gross.
Yeah, she was like out of my league, like as a good part. Like she was like cool chick. Like,
oh, she's out of your league. You're a professional comedian. You're a performer. You know,
I just
like,
mean
you know,
that.
What does she do? What does she do?
She works for Macy's or something. I forget.
She's a fucking a perfume. She stinks. Okay, she's fine.
But I just, in terms of like class level, like you could, she was much more refined.
Yeah. Than I, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I would see a chick like that, and I would go, I could probably road dog this chick. I have 100% accuracy because I've never had any STD. Nothing. Not chlamydia, none of the shit that you had. No fucking herpes.
I believe you.
I've never even had a wart on my dick.
Really?
Never even had a warto. Don't get me wrong. I know I got fucking HPV. I've been fucking, listen, I got that call from a lot of chicks. Oh, my pussy's falling out of my body. What did you do to me? I don't know. Are you going to the doctor? What happened? What did they say?
In about 30 years, me and Lewis are going to owe a lot of girls fruit baskets. Invest in hysterectomies now because the Real Ass Podcast is getting better.
They said I have to scrape out my entire inside. Everything. If you fuck me, you're going to have your fucking stomach carved out of your body. It's not going to be good.
Those poor women.
I'm just kidding, though. No, but yeah, I mean, look, you know, HPV, obviously, you know, I think everybody has that.
Is that the stat? I remember when I was in high school.
What's the number now? I think when I first...
I thought it was 1 in 5, 1 in 3.
No. It was like 4 out of 5 in my... high school had it, or like in Broward County schools.
Yeah, well, Florida was, you guys are gross animals, like too. I bet you Florida has a higher STD rate than other states.
Yeah, look it up, Shannon.
Well, just in general, it says current statistics of HPV indicate that at least 50% of sexually active men and women acquire a general HPV infection at some point in their lives. By age 50, at least 80% of women have been infected.
Yeah, so it's like everybody. What my doctor told me originally about it, because when I first heard about HPV, I fucked this girl, I don't want to say her name, she was an NYU student, and she, hot chick, really fucking slutty broad, though, like, nice. Real, like, fucking stripper in the summer times, like, but fucking real whore bag, matched with her on Tinder, like, years later, like literally, like, a year or two ago, I matched with this girl on Tinder randomly, didn't know it was her, she didn't know it was me, we matched, and then we started talking, and we're like, oh, shit. Such a fucking
ran away.
Yeah, well, so here's the thing, that she didn't know what the fuck it was. She had no idea what HPV was. I was maybe 21, 22, right? And she was 19, okay? And she calls me up and she's crying on the phone. I had never heard what HPV is. No idea what the fuck this is. She goes, oh my God, I just got to tell you, I have to call my sexual partners right now. That's the only time I've ever gotten a phone call ever. You know what's funny? I've said this, that I've never gotten a phone call about a girl saying I have an STD. That's not true. This is the only time I've ever gotten that. But this is why I believe that people are animals. Because this is the only time ever. I never get a phone call afterwards. Supposedly a lot of chicks have herpes and STDs. But have you ever gotten a girl that called you up afterwards like, hey, I got an STD just so you know, just get yourself tested? No.
Never.
Fuck these animals. Okay, they're all pieces of shit. So this girl called me up and she's crying and she's like, you know, I just wanted to let you know, there's this new disease. Like, literally, she called this new disease. She was like, this is what she said. She said, it's the new AIDS.
Oh, my God.
That's what she said to me. It's the new AIDS. And then she goes, it's HPV, not HIV. And she described it that way. She just changed the one letter. And I literally went, oh, what? And I freaked the fuck out. And I was like, what the fuck? This girl's a fucking animal. Dude, I was so upset. I was like, then I went to the doctor. And my doctor explained to me what HPV was. And he was like, oh, no. He was like, it's like, this is what he said to me. He was like, there's no test for you. He was like, technically, I could swab you. He was like, swab your body and then send it to a lab. And it would come back with HPV cells, 100%. He was like, because if I tested any doorknob in this city, it would come back with those cells. He was like, you shake hands with people, you pat people on the back. He was like, it's so common. He was like, just eat healthy, exercise. You know, the people those diseases are materializing into cancer. Those are people that are not living a healthy lifestyle. In my opinion, I think that's what happens, right? You have a fucking, you know, HPV, you know, and it develops into cervical cancer or pussy cancer or other forms of cancer in your body. Yeah, you know, because it's other factors. Cancer might run in your family. You might live in a state where there's other shit and there's other variables and things coming into your body. It's just not as simple as, you know.
Sit on a radioactive chair every day.
The brand new microwave chair.
I had no idea HPV caused cancer. I don't know shit about it. Are there symptoms to it?
Well, for women, it gives women precancerous cells in their cervix, right? So you'll hear about women getting their cervixes scraped. What it actually does is they scrape off a layer of the skin in the cervix. It's some crazy shit. I know about this because my son's mother has a child. So there's all these other things you find out about what all this shit means. So when women have that procedure and they have their cervix scraped, if they get it done too many times, they can't have a baby because their cervix is too thin to hold the baby. The baby will drop. Ah. So they it's very, very dangerous.
Like a wet paper bag.
Yes.
Oh, clean up.
It's like one of those.
You got to call Grubhub to read the
one of
the baby.
One of those Downy paper towel commercials in the 90s where they throw like wet vegetables in it. That's what happens with your baby, okay?
It's too bad.
I'm assuming Shannon's had fucking four or five cervical scrapings.
No, you're supposed to do it every year.
You're supposed to get your cervix scraped?
No, they use the swab and test for precancerous cells.
Have you ever had any?
No.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
I believe those are two tumors on your chest, actually. It's not even boobs.
It wouldn't show up in a swab.
She got it from getting titty fucked by random guys. But that was the other thing with what's his name?
Michael Douglas.
It was from eating pussy.
So he said, what a cool thing to say.
I believe that, though. I really believe that. I was saying this, dude. I've been doing podcasts for 8 years. I was saying this shit before it was a popular thought. I was like, you're not supposed to put dicks in your mouth. We're not supposed to be licking pussies. We're not supposed to do that. I'm telling you right now, it's when you put things that aren't supposed to be in your body, genetically modified foods, fucking things that have is in your body a lot, your body starts to reject it in the form of cancer. I'm fucking telling you. I think this makes sense.
How do the women
I've done no research on this, but I guarantee if there's a fucking doctor listening to the show, and there's probably not, but if there is, I guarantee they can fucking back me up on some of this theory.
So do you tell the women you date this and refuse to go down on them?
No, I love eating pussy.
Okay, so yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah, it's worth the cancer.
I'm telling you right now, they're going to have my jaw cut off by the time I'm 50. It's just going to be me just fucking...
You look like Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
Fucking missing half your face from eating pussy.
Is that what it was from?
Probably.
Let me see Roger Ebert. Can we see Roger Ebert?
Please don't.
Missing mouth? Oh, God. Let's see. Ugh. Can we get a video of him, actually? I'd love to see him talking. I want to see him talking, Shannon. That's just a picture.
Oh, no.
I pictured Lewis looking like Twisty the Clown when he takes the teeth off.
I don't know who that is.
American Horror Story. The big clown has half a jaw from blowing his brains out.
Got it. Got it. Shannon's pulling it up. Here we go.
I'm going to be sick.
I heard his voice since July 1st.
Oh, he eats his black chick's pussy?
And I hope.
And he looks like a marionette.
That it's everything you want it to be.
It won't be me, but it will cheer me up.
Okay.
Right. You'll know it's a computer, but one that sounds like me.
A company.
Have you ever had a white guy go down on you?
Rogers, past movie. Why were you so mean to Doug Stanhope on The Bonfire?
Yeah.
Speak again in his own voice.
Want to hear the new voice?
Okay. So hold on, pause this. So this is actually kind of cool. What they did is. He lost his voice because he's from eating pussy.
Eating pussy.
Right? So he's got these big fucking lips and he can't do anything with them, right?
It's a shame.
But because he's a personality who's recorded himself over the course of time, he's probably said almost every fucking word.
That's insane. So somebody went
back. There's one I want to know if they've got it.
They're like, do you want us to put it in just in case?
I mean, that's pretty interesting. Because we do podcasts.
It's the one button under glass with a red button.
That would be pretty cool. I could do, even if I ever got throat cancer from eating pussy and lost my voice, I have the podcast library to go recreate any thing that I want.
It's just you saying the word slut 150 times. Different variations of slut.
You know what word I'd be saying. go ahead, Shannon. I want to see this. This is pretty interesting. Is he dead? He's dead, right?
Yeah, he died.
Mike,
he lost his balance.
It still needs improvement, but at least it sounds like me. When I type anything, his voice will speak whatever I type. When I read something, so it'll read in my voice.
All right, pause it for a second. So that's not even what they did. They actually recreated his voice with computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's disappointing.
How would they do that? I guess it's
probably, no. I think it might be
the same similar thing because he makes those sounds, right? Yeah. So he's made every sound. So what happens is when you type in the word, the computer recognizes what that word is and then puts those sounds together in order. That's really fucking interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of want to lose my voice to get that done.
Yeah. Hey, let's give it a shot. We'll just, throat chop you. See what happens.
I think that, I always wonder why, like, you could really create anything with the amount of times we podcast, the amount of words we say on these things. You could fucking create like a whole speech.
They could kill you and just create a robot you with all of your, but like under their control. I'm talking about the government. I don't know who would need you.
Who would need me?
Yeah. I don't know. You do. You have access to a lot of young radical minds. So
it's true.
I feel like maybe ISIS. Like they could use the,
they could try,
the Legion of Skanks
motherfucker
fan base.
Yeah. One of our fans did kill their mom. So that was like a thing.
I met that guy at the creek.
Yeah.
He said he likes my comedy.
Yeah.
So nice guy as far as I'm concerned.
He was fine. You don't know who his mother was. I'm not going to sit here and fucking bastardize somebody for murder.
That's mighty big of you.
Yeah, dude. I mean, everyone under the circumstances might kill somebody. Is there a circumstance where you would kill somebody, Patrick?
In the heat of the moment. It couldn't be like premeditated. I wouldn't be able to, no matter what anybody did to me, I don't think.
Do you have
I
a could. Sister?
No. Damn. I got nobody I care about. So, yeah.
Let's talk about what you do to Patrick's imaginary sister.
Just me in a wig.
You have no family you care about? Not a mom?
I mean, I like them, but...
Just not enough to kill somebody.
Yeah, so somebody, if I'm going to be
if
honest.
If somebody murdered your mom, you wouldn't feel that type of...
No, I'd rather do comedy.
What about... All right, murdered your mom, goes to trial, they give you the gun to fucking put a bullet in his head, and legally you're allowed to do it.
So I mean, I would do it to save face in that case.
Like with your family?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't feel great about it, but... Whatever, I'm not going to let everybody else down. You got responsibilities.
Shoot my mom's body again and high five him.
Psych!
Double tap.
Yeah. I guess. But the point is, under the circumstances.
If somebody like stepped on the back of my foot in the subway and gave me a shitty look, I might kill somebody.
That's also true.
As close as... That would be the one time where you like accidentally headbutt somebody and their brain explodes or something.
Yeah.
Like I you hear about that, like somebody's in a fight and one punch and they fucking fall a certain way and are brain dead. And it's like, yeah, that guy murdered somebody.
Yeah. Beginning of Con Air.
Yeah, but I think that when that happens, I mean, you do hear about that, but it's like, it's not really murder. I mean, it's the intent, you know? If I used to sell comedy club tickets on the street, I remember, and I used to always think this, like when people would ignore me on the street, right? They'd walk up, hey, do you want to go to a comedy show? And they'd be like, nah, get a real job. And they keep on walking. What I would always try to do is I would, as they hit the corner to go step off the corner, I always throw a little extra distraction. Like, have a good day. So then they kind of turn as they're stepping out. Now, the hope is they get hit by a bus.
Okay.
In my opinion, I didn't really murder them.
But if somebody was killed that way, how would you feel good?
Did they just tell me to get a real job?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You would feel good about it like the next day still? You'd be like that person?
No, I think I'd just feel good about it.
Hey, buddy, start a podcast network.
I think I would just feel good about it.
All right.
Is that crazy? Is that warped and twisted?
Yeah, that's minor.
It's a lack of empathy.
Yeah, it's not right is what it is.
Because that person has a family.
He's somebody. Yeah. And in fairness to him, you should have gotten a real job.
When I think back.
He was right. He was being helpful.
I went on that website, chaotic.com. Shannon, don't even go. I mean, you can pull it up for a second, but we can't look at the videos. Have you ever been to this website?
I have not, but I know what I'm doing when I get home tonight.
Dude, I mean, there's these like gore websites, and I never go to them. They're so bad.
Oh, yeah.
They're so fucking horrible. I got on a YouTube journey the other day, and I ended up on this guy's page called Mousetrap Mondays. And he just tests out mouse traps every Monday. A new mouse trap. And he just fucking kills mice on his channel.
What is wrong with people?
And I watch a lot of these videos. And I really, and then I posted about it on Twitter. And then some dude was like, oh, try to do the same thing on Chaotic. And I went on chaotic.com. It's with a K. I'm sorry, Shannon.
That's where you're.
She's been over there fucking losing her mind.
That's where your empathy is going. You're just watching all these mice get killed.
So just pull it up on the screen for a second. You don't got to look shit. We're not going to watch any of the videos, but this is the type of shit, dude. It's like, you know, here, go down to the new featured member uploads. So,
two RGBs. Biker hit by car.
Vomiting blood. Man drinking beer. Let me see. Girl hanging on a something.
Chinese cliffhanger.
All right, let's watch a Chinese cliffhanger. I mean, come on. It's a Chinese cliffhanger.
Breaking his leg.
Oh, that's not even bad. Breaking his leg isn't bad. We can watch a guy breaking his leg. Let's see. I don't care about breaking a leg all day. I watched a kid. I clicked on one video the other day, and it was like a 10-year-old kid having his arm chopped off with a machete for stealing. And I watched one whack, and I saw this kid's face, and I was like, this. And, dude, cell phone cameras are great these days.
Yeah.
This isn't some old fucking footage. This shit happened, like, yesterday in fucking Syria somewhere. All right, so
I feel like this used to be all the internet was when I was in high school.
Yeah. Pull it up. Make it bigger, Shani. Make it full screen.
Oh, he's going to fuck me up.
Yeah.
He's going to fuck you up? A guy breaking his leg?
Yeah, legs. I broke my leg real bad, and any bone breaks really kill me.
Yeah, bone breaks literally do nothing for me. But I've also I watched a baby. Oh, who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, he fell down.
Okay, that wasn't that bad.
Nothing.
It wasn't worse.
Ah, my rig!
I mean, it gets crazy. There's like literally just close-ups, like executions, like beheadings. It's a fucked up website. And I can't, there's certain things we did on Legion of Skanks, a thing called The Gauntlet. And it was basically, each video gets more hard to watch. Like, everyone's more and more challenging. And It starts off with, like, the two girls arm wrestling and the arm breaks. And then it goes into, the second one is the Jackass scene in the movie where they do the paper cuts and, like, the mouth and between the fingers. And then, I mean, by video six, it's a baby being cut in half on the train tracks. And you're like, dude, it's fucking warped. The last video in the whole series, there's an 8-minute long torture video, like a famous Russian torture video, where these Russian guys...
Oh, the hammers, right?
Beat a fucking homeless guy to death with a hammer and like drill and drills, and like they torture this guy in the woods. And you just watch it. You watch a snuff film, and this is it, dude. This is what's available to the fucking internet.
So who stayed in the longest?
We all watched it all.
You guys are
all. We made it hilarious.
I could not.
Dude, we made it very funny.
I would be out so fast.
Dude, we made it so funny. The beheading, the Mexican beheading was hilarious. Pull it up for a second, Shannon. We put it on YouTube. It's censored. You can pull up Legion of Skanks beheading. This is, I will say, the one thing about Legion of Skanks, you know, we've been doing this shit for a long time. We make really fucked up shit funny. Like whatever the most fucked up stories are, like, if you guys fucking, I don't think any other show does what we do with that.
Right? I don't think, like, I've ever laughed like when we made fun of the kid with cystic fibrosis.
Oh, yeah, dude. So funny. So fucking funny. I mean, hilarious. This, you know, school shooting, just the other one. I mean, Big J just doing an impression of the kid was trying to impress like a Puerto Rican girl in the school. I mean, so fucking funny. Yeah, this is the beheading on Legion of Skanks.
Get me through this. Is that he's Mexican. I'm sorry, Ryan Hernandez, if you're here.
So the only thing that's going to get me through this is that it's Mexican.
The only thing I'm going to get through this with was he probably did something that deserved this.
He must have done something so Mexican.
Oh, my God. What do you think he did?
Pedro, you will clear all of those tables and we will behead you.
There was still pasta all over that table, Hector. It's time for you to come in the back and get beheaded.
You are fired. You know what that means.
You were only able to feed one bag of cocaine in your asshole. Right. For that, you have to die.
Let's go. All right, let's go. Beheading.
Did you just turn into Speedy Gonzalez?
Ándale, ándale, arriba. Let's go. I got this. I'm doing it.
What is he saying? Somebody tell me.
I'm a rapist. I deserve what is about to happen to me.
Donald Trump was right about everything.
Black people are only 80% human.
Women deserve 70 cents on the dollar. Come on, guys, make him a bad guy. That is not that bad.
One way.
Let me actually interpret what he's saying.
Legion of Skanks is the greatest podcast.
I have three daughters who need me so badly.
Jesus.
So many people are worried about me right now.
I rape babies. I rape baby right, after baby it. After baby.
So, yeah, then they behead the guy. But, yeah, chaotic, dude. It's really hard. Really hard to watch. But it's also, I have this, like, weird curiosity to go, like, see things like fucking real death. Or like, I've watched a few beheadings. Have you ever watched a beheading?
I remember the... when the Taliban was like cutting soldiers' heads off back in the day, that's I saw one of those.
The first one that came out,
and I was just like, "I'm
it
never
looks so
again.
Fake because that was the other problem. The quality is so good that it's like that can't be real.
Yeah,
that can't be fucking real. I mean, when you watch it and it's like an American going like, "Hey, you know, these guys are gonna fucking kill me right now," and it's like high quality iPhone 10, and you're like, "Are you kidding me?"
That shit, yeah.
You like see the flesh? It's fucked. It's fucked, you know, and that's where when you talk about fucking net neutrality and you talk about, you know, whether it's some fucking internet service provider or if it's the government, somebody's going to make that shit not available for little kids to see one day. It's probably better that way.
But they didn't get to grow up like we did on fucking
E-Bombs
World.
It's the Wild West, dog. It's the Wild West, dude. Literally the first website that I could go to in middle school was rotten.com.
Yeah.
That was like the first, like, you know, we'd all like in the computer lab sneak off and we pull up rotten.com and hide it. And we look at dead bodies and fucked up shit. And like, that wasn't blocked by like the proxy servers or whatever in the school. Like they didn't come up as porn for whatever reason. So that was one of the first things. I don't know that, you know, the internet being free and being able to surf and do whatever the fuck we wanted is great, right? I love that. But, you know, my kid, this is the truth, and I'm a good dad. I'm a very attentive father. My kid doesn't get fucked. I don't give him a computer and say, go do what you do with it, right?
Yeah.
He'll be able to go watch that one day. You know what I'm saying? And when you're 9 or 10, that's kind of the age where you get really curious about shit, and that's where you're going to click on that shit.
And that shit's going to stick with him.
It stays with you, dude. It fucks you up. It fucked me up as an adult. The first time I saw, like, because Rotten wasn't the same. It wasn't that same type of quality. It was like a burnt body in the 30s, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a guy who was, like, cut up in the 60s. And you saw it, but it wasn't, like, full fucking high-def video watching somebody fucking die. And that's sort of a scary thing because no matter what I do, I can put whatever fucking child protective shit on my computer. My kid will figure it out. If he wants to go on the internet, dude, we had porn magazines in trees hidden in the woods. You know what I'm saying? Like we fuck, dude, my friend, this kid, Ryan, went out of town for like a week to Florida. And me and my friends, we were just little perverts. We broke into his house through the basement. He had a black box, like one of those where you could get a free Playboy. It was a Playboy TV and all the pay-per-views and everything. So we went and recorded 6 hours of VHS on his fucking TV that we got with Playboy TV. It was like the golden fucking tape. We literally committed a crime. We broke into his house to get a fucking... Trust me, if you want to jerk off and look at fucked up perverse shit, you're going to do it. And eventually our kids are going to be at that age. You know, that's it. So, you know, who knows? There's no way in the future, though, that in 20 years... that you'll be able to just log on without any sort of proof or credentials as to what your age is, who you are, if you can, you know, see this type of shit.
That's going to go.
That will definitely go.
Yeah, I know, and people get mad at you about net neutrality. I don't know. I don't follow anything in the world.
It's stupid. Nobody really follows it, and they all think they fucking do. The reality
is... I see, like, the tweets and the hashtags. I'm like, do you have time? You know about this?
They don't fucking know. Okay, they have no idea. None of these people have no idea. And the truth is, the reality is, I don't think the bottom line, either way, okay, whether you're for or against net neutrality, for you and I, it's not going to affect our day-to-day lives.
Perfect.
And I run an internet streaming company. I stream content on the internet. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to change our bottom line. It's not going to change the infrastructure of my business. It may change a couple little things. There may be a little bit difference in the way we do it or the money that it costs or whatever it is. But the reality is you're going to play video games and watch movies. You're going to fucking jerk off to the porn you want to jerk off to. We're going to stream the shows on the internet, right? And it's not going to stray too far from what we're used to. I don't believe that. So people like to just fucking pick up things to bitch about and fucking act like they know. Shannon, we're going to wrap in just a couple minutes. We want to do some questions really quick.
Give me a fucking answer! 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right. Shannon, how can they join the conversation? I'll tell you right now, if you're in the chat, motherfuckers, if you are a guest or a subscriber, which let me say this real quick. If you guys love the show, you're listening on iTunes right now, you know there's only 10 episodes on iTunes. You should know that we do the show live every Monday and Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern, on the Gas Digital Network for free. You can listen to all of our live streams, Real Ass Podcasts, and every other show, 16 shows on the Gas Digital Network. You can stream them live for free anytime you guys want. Just go to the website, look at the schedule. If you guys love the show and you want the complete library on demand, over 250 episodes of this show, over 3,000 hours of live streaming content across the board of the network, including Legion of Skanks, including Believe You Me, including Roastmasters, Joss the Show, Tim Dillon's Going to Hell, and so many more, $6 a month if you use the promo code RAP. What? Normally seven, $6 a month, use the promo code RAP. You also get a 14-day free trial. See if you like it. See if you like it.
Test out the waters, baby.
Test the waters, bitch. You get episodes 5 days before they go to iTunes. You get ad-free episodes. You get the message boards, the live chat. Shannon, what the fuck? Are we just giving the shit away? We're just giving it away, right?
Giving it away.
And we're raising the prices soon. Raising the prices very soon. It's going to go up a little bit, guys. So subscribe now, because guess what we're not doing? We're not raising the prices if you're an existing subscriber. If you're already subscribed right now, we're grandfathering you into this price. This is the only time we're doing it, all right? And the reason we're doing that is because we know the service was fucking shitty as hell for the first year and a half. We just really got the swing of things the past 6 months or so, and it's been fucking really, really incredible, and we appreciate everyone's support. So we want to reward the people that have been with us and supporting us for a while. So go subscribe now. Take advantage, because it's going to go up. I promise you. So, yeah, if you're in the chat, post a question or two. We'll get them out. All right.
Can I also plug real quick?
No,
it's for the show. It's for the show.
What?
We haven't mentioned it in a while. If you want to send anything for Lewis or Zach, you can send it to Gas Digital Studios, care of Real Ass Podcast, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003.
That's drugs. We just mean drugs.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And we'll take forward my mail there, too. I'll come by and pick it up.
Any sort of drugs are fine. We're kidding, right? That's a joke?
Yep, funny.
But...
not really.
But you know. But you know. All right. Lots of questions. I'm going to go to Twitter. Death Squad Ottawa, Bolin underscore M wants to know, how pissed does Ari really make you? Ari Shaffir, I don't know if you guys saw this. He jumped the gun on the Skankfest announcement. We're supposed to announce Skankfest, you know, today, Monday, midnight last night. Myself, Christine, Rebecca Trent, owner of the Creek in the Cave, putting a lot into this year's festivities, a lot into the marketing, a lot into promoting it. You know, we're rolling things out in a very specific way. Obviously, we approached Ari to come and do the festival this year. We're not, you know, we're not announcing performers yet, but, you know, so we tell Ari the dates because we're trying to book him on it. This fucking cocksucker, 6 o'clock last night. Pull up the tweet, Shannon. Pull up Ari's tweet. This fucking asshole. Here, I'll pull it up too. I could read it at the same time before she shows it. Yeah, and then that's making me so angry because the Interrobang wrote an article on it. Interrobang writes the article instead of I send the Interrobang the info too, saying, "Hey, can you guys plug my shit?" The article they released today: Ari Shaffir ruined Skankfest 2018 announcement because he tweeted out,
"That's a great
I'm super excited to be the first one to announce that 2018 Skankfest is July 14th and 15th in Brooklyn, New York." Luis J. Gomez wanted to announce it himself at midnight, which is the main reason I'm doing it now, because fuck Lewis. This is a great honor for me and not for Lewis. Hashtag Bert is fat. This is at 2:30 yesterday.
That's pretty hilarious. I'm sorry, Lewis.
Of course,
it's got to be painful. But
it's hilarious. It's hilarious, obviously. And it was I annoyed? Yes, I was fucking annoyed.
Oh, yeah,
Ari's
sure.
A piece of shit. But I will also say, you know, look, let's get real. Ari's the fucking man. Ari's tweeting this out to 200,000 people. It's hilarious. It's like an engaging piece of content. People are loving it. Let's not get it fucking twisted. Ari's our boy. Ari knows what he's doing. So yes, he's being Ari and being a fucking dick. But he's being a sweetheart in the only way that he could fucking possibly be, which was really cool of him to do. And it was really incredible. And I'm gonna tell you right now, Skankfest, once again, I don't mean to keep on plugging it over and over again, but it's going to be fucking crazy this year. April 2nd, grab your tickets. I'm gonna tell you right now, the people we already have offers out to, the shows we're planning on doing, like the shit is going to be bigger and better than we've ever done it before. Really cool stuff.
I might die on stage.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Zach has done Naked Roast the past 2 years in a row. Could he be doing it again? We'll see.
We'll I haven't been approached. I don't know.
Who knows?
Would you know if I fucking gave Naked Roast to somebody else?
I'd be enraged.
Matt Maron hosts Naked Roast.
He just has a sleeveless shirt but no pants on, like Winnie the Pooh.
Eric McCafferty wants to know, thinking about doing any live streaming of Skankfest activities. Yeah, this year we're going to do a lot more of that. Gas Digital is going to be more involved this year. We recorded a lot last year, but the facilities last year at the Creek and Cave, it was so tight. Like running wiring and cabling, it's a problem. It's really
difficult. Putting up cameras anywhere would have just cost a bunch of people their seats.
Dog, it's a problem. Now we have the facility to do it. We're going to be doing a lot this year. I mean, there's talks about people doing a Skankfest documentary. There's talks about some other shit happening that I can't talk about just yet. So, yes, if you guys are not able to make it to Skankfest, you will be able to experience parts of it. But I'm telling you right now, guys, here's the deal. It's not just, like, yeah, Skankfest is fucking huge. You get 2.5 days to come out and party with your favorite comics. Make it your vacation. Make it your New York vacation, dude. It's in a cool neighborhood in Brooklyn. You're near Lower Manhattan. Yeah. This will be an incredible experience for you. I'm telling you right now, make it your summer vacation. Ask anybody. Go on to anybody who's been to Skankfest. Even people that hate it, even people that were like, dude, it was fucking too tight last year. It was too hot and too tight. They walked out saying it was the greatest fucking experience of their life. Even people that were annoyed about those things, yeah. Which not that many people were. So, let's see. Chan, anything in the chat?
Yeah, I have one from, Dallas Cresswell 1. Would you fuck Hillary Clinton if not for the pleasure, just for the story?
Yeah, 100%. Patrick? For the story, of course. You fucked Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you not want that story?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're the guy who fucked Hillary Clinton, especially right now. Nobody's fucking Hillary Clinton. Do you think she's fucking anybody? Probably not in years.
I would fuck the shit out of that bitch.
Yeah,
I would fuck the shit out of Hillary Clinton. And, I mean, for both. I mean, why not? I fucked some old ladies before. There's something really hot about fucking an old lady and just, like, giving it to her. Like, and she's just an old woman, dude. Hillary's old as shit, right?
Yeah, she's like...
When's the last time she got fucked? Like, deep-dicked.
She needs it.
Doggy.
She's
70 years old. She would be in fucking ecstasy.
She's been dealing with a lot of disappointment for the last 10 years, so... And then before that, husband was cheating around on her. She could use it.
She really could.
I think, yeah, that's, we're all in agreement. We would all fuck Hillary Clinton.
This is, who did I meet? What's her name? The chick who ran for vice president.
Sarah Palin?
Yeah. I met her in an elevator at SiriusXM.
How hot was she?
Smoke show.
Yeah.
Smoke show.
Yeah. I got that sense.
This is from Sub04ARU wants to know, who would you bring back to life if you could only bring back one, mom or dad? Great, sad question. Really going to put me into a dark place for the next couple weeks. Thank you very much with that one. Trying to do DMT. And that really put that off for probably a month or two now.
Watch some beheading videos and calm down after.
Yeah. Well, look, the beheading videos, it's just very, you know, there's that dude. It's physical. You see what it is. Like, you also kind of know it happened in the world. That's how you mentally disconnect from it. You know that it's happened and this person's dead. And you seeing it or not seeing it isn't changing the outcome of anything, right? That's when you're dead inside, ultimately, that's sort of how you look at it, right? This question is very deeply personal. Who would I bring back, my mom or my dad? The reality is, I got to bring back my mom. Yeah, my mom was very shitty and very abusive. I don't know that my father would have been any different. I know that my father was murdered violently outside of a strip club.
Sounds like Shannon's type.
Yeah, it sounds like.
See, if he had been fucking Shannon, he wouldn't have been allowed there. He would have still been alive.
That's true. Maybe you're right, Shannon. My dad would be alive if these places didn't exist.
See that?
That's our best argument.
But then you
so
wouldn't
far.
Have a job here, Shannon. You wouldn't. If my dad was alive, you know you wouldn't be working here, right?
Okay.
Gas Digital wouldn't exist.
You wouldn't have gone into comedy.
I wouldn't have gone into comedy. I wouldn't have done anything. I wouldn't have moved from New Jersey. I would have grown up in Paterson, New Jersey.
Home of Lou Costello.
Yeah. I would have been a fucking violent criminal, probably. That's the truth. If my dad would have lived...
You would have followed in his footsteps and idolized him.
Probably. You know? So, you know, regardless, though, I think that when you know your mom... You know, I knew my mom, you know, so for all the fucked up shit she did and, you know, it's a little bit easier to say that. I can't, like, this dude that, like, my dad died when I was 4. I can't sit there and go like, let me just fucking, let's see what would have happened, you know, if I'm answering it honestly.
It's too much of a shot in the dark.
Now, what do I do? Do I bring them back when they come back?
That's how his grandfather was killed.
When I bring them back, is it like Pet Sematary style? Do they come back all crazy and wonky? Because then definitely my mom, because I could take my mom out pretty fucking easy, right?
Yeah. If it's a zombie situation.
I'll box
situation.
My mom the fuck up, dude. 5'7", got a fucking fupa. Boom! Dude, a fupa is a fucking fun thing to hit. Boom, 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 I've heard.
Like King Hippo, yeah.
Yeah, dude. She got that X on her stomach, boom, yeah. Right?
I've
my
heard.
Dad, fucking 6 foot, you know, Puerto Rican, you know,
alrighty.
Muscly dude.
Jerry curl.
Yeah, dude, he looked black too.
Keep him buried.
Knife fighting doggy. Yeah, dude.
We don't want him back.
He comes back, he's fucking...
He's a chud.
It's going to be a problem. He comes back, he's going to be a handful for a whole town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna look like a Bone Thugs video.
My mom comes back, dude. I'm telling you, me and Zach will fuck my mom up.
He's just holding her arms back and you're working the gut. That's a great visual.
Whisper in your ear, that's your baby boy doing that. That's your baby boy punching you in the fupa, you zombie bitch. How you like them apples? Consuela?
Consuela. Oh, shit. Anything else in the chat, Shannon?
Not a whole lot. They're asking when you're coming to Tampa and the price of the Skankfest tickets.
$100 for the pre-sale if April 2nd. We have the date that the general sale is going to go on. I'm not saying that just yet. It's going to be $120 if you buy them when they go on sale, when we announce the lineups.
Is that the two-day pass?
All VIP all access. Yeah.
It's good for all three, two and a half days.
Yeah. The opening night, Friday night, and then all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Everything that we're doing, that pass will get you in. If you do the individual day passes, they're not going to be available until we do the general sale, but they're going up, I think, to 70 or 75 this year, the single day passes. We don't want you to do the single day. That's why they're more expensive. You got to come out and do the fucking full weekend. So buy the $100 VIP advance pass. Get it before we announce the lineup. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't fucking matter who the lineup is. It doesn't matter. We sold out the VIP advance last year before we had to announce a single comic. I don't think we're going to be able to sell it out that quickly this year. This is such a massive venue. So you'll probably be able to get tickets, but you know, definitely get them early because why spend the extra money? It's going to be worth it 100%. So, all right, that's it. That's it. Shannon, you did a great job, babe.
Thanks for letting us into your life today.
That was
a good one. We got to learn a little bit more about Shannon. She's a little bit crazy, dude, but that's okay. I think we helped her out. Patrick Schroeder, go check out his podcast. One more time, the name of it?
The Good, the Dad, and the Ugly.
The Good, the Dad, and the Ugly. Is one of you a dad? No.
No.
What?
It's just a bad name.
Okay.
One's like a, you know, protective. The other's good. I'm the ugly one. I have the worst personality. It's a whole, I don't know. It's a bad
should
name.
Should be the Dude, the Dad, and the Fugly. At least just change all of them.
It will
have
start
it make sense,
show.
Like, because it's just...
It's bad, yeah. I don't know. There's a show called Cumbtown, and you can name it anything. It doesn't matter.
There is?
I can't really hear him. It's okay, Shannon. All right, good night.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.